Good afternoon, here are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather with me, John Baker. Amnesty International Luxembourg has organised a march through Luxembourg City yesterday evening, calling for the protection of human rights and to draw attention to the injustices both at home and abroad. The intention from 1948, when the United Nations General Convention on Human Rights was proclaimed as a foundation for freedom, justice and peace in the world, and that human rights be universal and apply without exception to every person. Yesterday evening, the CSV National Council convened its National Committee, District Committees, MPs and representatives of affiliated organisations for a meeting at the Centre Barblet in Strassen, where the Council approved the proposed ministerial reshuffle appointments following the resignation of Labour Minister Georges Michaud. Around 100 members voted unanimously in favour of selecting Mark Spouts as the new Minister of Labour and Martin Hansen as the Minister for Sports. The trial has been reported here for a while concerning the murder of a Luxembourg resident in Portugal in 2021, concluded yesterday with life sentences for all three defendants. Throughout the trial, the defendants gave conflicting accounts of events, all of which were contradicted by the physical evidence. Although the murder was carried out in Portugal, the trial was held in Luxembourg because the conspiracy to kill the victim was planned within the Grand Duchy. In international news, widespread disruption has hit Portuguese air travel and trains, hospitals and schools today, as unions called the biggest nationwide strike action for more than a decade against government labour reforms. Lisbon's main train station was empty, with most services cancelled, and the TAP Air Portugal national airline called off about two-thirds of its normal 250 flights. A Myanmar military airstrike has killed more than 30 people at a hospital as the junta wages a withering offensive ahead of elections beginning this month. The regime has increased airstrikes year on year since the start of Myanmar's civil war, conflict monitors say, after snatching power in a 2021 revolt ending a decade-long democratic experiment. And sports now. In basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder bagged a 16th straight victory yesterday, thrashing Phoenix 138-89 to romp into an NBA Cup semi-final clash with San Antonio, who stunned the Los Angeles Lakers 132-119. The New York Knicks and Orlando Magic will meet for a place in Tuesday's final. And finally, Eddie Jones will remain the coach of Japan at the 2027 Rugby World Cup after surviving a performance review at the end of a mixed second year back in charge. Japan Rugby Football Union chairman Kensuke Iwabuchi said after an executive board meeting on Wednesday that there had been various discussions before deciding to back the 65-year-old Australian head coach. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. No real change in the weather as over the last few days, I'm afraid, as today will again be a mixture of fog, mist and cloud. It should hopefully remain dry, however, and currently 7 degrees, possibly rising a degree or two this afternoon.